holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The unforgiving debtor. We got to forgive people.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Let God be your roadmap. Let God lead you where you're trying to go. Stop fighting the map. They always talk about men don't like to follow maps, and then when they get lost, they try to act like they know where they're going. That's people. That is people all day. People that know they're lost, know they made a wrong turn, and still won't get back to the main road. Won't tell nobody that they made a mistake. Just get it. Make the mistake and admit it and be done with it. You made one. Let's go. Change what you're doing. Get back to the main road. You made a mistake. So what? So what? Mistakes don't tell God what to do. Your mistakes don't guide God on what to do. God knows what to do. So get back to the main road, man. You might have stepped away from God. It's okay. Your sins are still forgiven if you believe it, because believing leads you to doing. It's not enough to just to believe. You must be a doer. Got to be a believer and a doer, because it leads to it. So when you believe, it leads you to doing. So, amen. Do what God says. Follow His instructions and you will be fine. And if you don't want to follow God's instructions, okay, that's fine. You don't have to follow them. There's a group of us who will, or at least who will try. You don't have to do it. Maybe you're going to follow His instructions next year. Maybe you're going to do it next month. Maybe 10 years from now. Who knows? God knows. I just hope that you do it in enough time so that you can enjoy following God and not be too old and then trying to get your life back and then everything else. But even older people give their life to God and they still enjoy the little time they have left or the much time they have left. You hear that? The little or the much. God tends to do certain things like that. Now, we're talking about the unforgiving debtor. Unforgiving debtor. So, now, let's just go. We'll read it. Matthew chapter 18. And we'll start at, let's see, verse number... Yeah, we'll start at verse number 21. We'll start at 21. How about that? Let's see. Yeah. Parable of the unforgiving debtor. Verse number 21. Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? If it were that easy, Peter, everybody would do it. Well, really, probably not. But this is what Jesus said. No, not seven times. Jesus replied, but 70 times. Seven. Let's see. That's 1, 2, 3. Let's carry the 1, 2, 3. That's 490 times. So somebody will say, oh, we're only supposed to forgive 490 times. No, you're supposed to forgive as often as you want to be forgiven. Do it often. Forgive people. Forgive people. Watch what Jesus said. Verse 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with his servants who had borrowed money from him. Okay, so they borrowed money. So now it's time to pay up. We're going to pull everything together, find out who owes what and what the interest is and so on. So in the process, one of the debtors was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. They owed the king millions. I mean, that's just like us. For all that sin we had committed and all that sin we were in, and then God took away the sins that we had no problem doing, or the sins that we had no recollection of, or the sins that we had nothing to do with. We, you know, the sins that came from our father, from Adam. Yeah. It says here, in the process, one of the debtors who was brought in owed him millions of dollars. 25. He couldn't pay. So his master had ordered that he be sold along with his wife, his children, and everything he owned to pay the debt. So slavery. So he couldn't pay. The king says, well, let's sell him. Let's sell his wife. Let's sell his children. And let's sell everything else he has to pay the debt. Verse 26. But the man fell down before his master and begged him, please be patient with me. I will pay it all. He saw what was going on with his family. He saw his family were going to be sold. And if his family were sold, he could actually, his family could be divided up. So this person could buy the child, and this person can, or the son, this other person buys the daughter, and this other person buys his wife, and this other person buys him. And then he loses everything behind this debt, right? 27. Then his master was filled with pity for him, and he released him and forgave his debt. So that's millions forgiven. Millions he owed. He couldn't pay. The king was going to sell him, his wife, his children, and everything else that he owned. And so then he begged the king for mercy. You know, please be patient with me. I will pay it all. Then, you know, you would think that, okay, the master would just say, okay, well, just, you know, he'd have pity for him and say, well, okay, just pay me what you can. No, he did more than that. He actually released him and forgave the debt. So he not only made him free, he let him be a free man, and then he forgave him the debt that he owed. How many of us would do that? Even saved, how many of us would do that? It's a hard thing, but I guess we have to do it because God forgave us. So we're, you know, when we pray that prayer, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who trespass against us and who have debts against us, or, you know, it's the same thing. We have to forgive them because God forgave us. And sometimes you lose money by like that, but I don't think you're going to lose anything. I think God's going to figure out a way to give it back to you. Verse number 27 again. Then his master was filled with pity for him and released him and forgave his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to his fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He went to his fellow servant who only owed him a few thousand. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. Well, he was forgiven, but he didn't forgive somebody else. Think about that. Now, if he was forgiven for millions, he could have forgave the other guy for his thousands, but he didn't do it. The fellow servant fell down before him and begged him for a little more time. Be patient with me. I will pay it. He pleaded. But the creditor would not wait. He wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. Verse 31. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told the king everything that had happened. And then the king called the man that he had forgiven and said, you evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on the fellow servant that just pleaded with you? You know, have mercy, and you didn't do it. Verse 34. Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. That's what my heavenly father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. This is what Jesus said. I didn't ask him to say it. This is what he said. That is the same thing my heavenly father will do to you if you refuse your brothers and sisters from your heart. If you refuse to forgive them, you refuse. I know they might have done some mean things to you, or maybe they owe you money and they hadn't said anything. They keep looking you in the face and looking past you. I don't know. We take a really big chance on condemning ourselves when we don't forgive others. We really take a chance. Now, I could talk about baptism all day. I could talk about living right all day. But the main thing beyond baptism, beyond all that living right and all these rules and regulations that we have from God, forgive is the foremost. That's the thing. You got to be able to forgive. Because once you know what forgiving is, or forgiveness is, once you know what that is, you always remember what God has forgiven you for. You always remember what God could do to you, but he didn't, because you asked for him to be patient with you and have mercy. He said the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured. Remember hellfire, torture, heat, flame. Lazarus and the rich man, remember that? Until he had paid his debt, his entire debt, not just the debt, the entire debt. So whatever he owed him, plus the interest and whatnot, he had to be tortured until he paid. Now, how is he going to pay that debt while he's in jail? I could never understand it. If they're locked up, how are they going to pay the debt unless his wife and children are still free? And maybe they're paying the debt for him. Maybe they're doing it. I don't know. But it says here, the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. Verse number 35. That's what my heavenly father will do if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. You know, none of that fake forgiving thing. Oh, yeah, I forgive you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you talk about them when they leave. Or you say, yeah, I forgive him. But then you don't really act like you forgive him. You still treat him like you don't like that you hate him or something. You know, God forgave you. He forgave me. So I got to forgive people. I can't stay mad and angry with them, even when they don't ask for mercy. But it's all about asking for mercy, because we ask God for mercy. So he gave us mercy. And so even though those people that you're upset with won't ask you for mercy, you still got to forgive them so that you can move on, so that you can still be that better you that you've been talking about, that God has shown you that you will be. You will be a better you in the end. That's the point of it. Forgive, man. Forgive.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.